Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension. Raising our frequencies to the vibration of light. Ascension is the awakening. And whether or not you're conscious of the frequency change, everything and everyone will ascend on some level. I'm Elaine Marie, and during the next half hour, I'll be serving up a light but nourishing menu of spiritual insight, meditation, and music to help you heal and find your strength, to be here now as you raise your vibration to the fifth dimension.
Welcome to Light Lunch. Today, I'm going to speak to you about raising our vibrations with laughter and play. We'll also do a light line session, so please have your pen and paper ready. And if you're a new listener, you'll find the instructions on how to write your light lines at www.joyfulascension.com. Anyone who knows me knows I love to laugh. And like others, I use laughter to express my amusement, but it also comes naturally as a way of coping with nervousness and uncomfortable situations, like being threatened by bullies, bad first dates, or extremely thorough gynecology exams. People laugh at the darndest things. Once I listened to a radio show called Miss Laugh-A-Lot and found it was an hour's worth of laughing. No jokes, no punchlines, just a series of ha-ha-has at absolutely nothing. A waste of airtime, I thought. But then I learned that Miss Laugh-A-Lot just happens to be a certified laughter yoga instructor, and this intrigued me so much that I had to check out the official laughter yoga website. What I found was quite impressive. Did you know there are books, CDs, training videos, thousands of clubs, a World Laughter Day, all devoted to an international movement to laugh out loud? Laughter yoga was founded in 1995 by Dr. Madan Kataria of India. In combining laughing with yoga, Dr. Kataria discovered that laughing really is the best medicine because it helps us de-stress and opens our heart chakra, which can lead to overall happiness. Here in the U.S., a medical doctor by the name of Patch Adams has promoted laughter for 30 years as an important part of the healing process. As head of Gesundheit Institute, Dr. Adams' personal prescriptions include being silly, and clowning around in loud, colorful clothing in public. As ridiculous as all this yuck-yuck may sound, here's the punchline. Laughter is healing. It raises our vibrations, encourages playfulness, and is downright contagious. In fact, I bet we could LOL right into the fifth dimension. Whether you're laughing your way through the alphabet or to the bank, I encourage you to laugh and to laugh often. Let's try a little experiment. Let's just for 1 minute, let's just laugh for no reason. Just laugh. And after 1 minute, we'll see how we all feel. Quite silly, and thank goodness no one was around to see me laughing about nothing. But surprisingly, it did feel good. So, Miss Laugh-A-Lot, if you're listening, please accept my sincere apologies for thinking your radio program is pure nonsense, because now that I've looked at laughing from the perspective of the participant, I've seen the light. And I think your show should be classified as a public service. Thank you. Selected from the Atlantis deck by Diana Cooper, which represents the 1500-year period of Golden Atlantis, a time when people lived in great spiritual harmony and bliss. Today's card is, not surprisingly, fun, which reminds us to lighten up and play. Having fun, whether it is socializing, playing games, or dancing, brings immense pleasure into our lives, and it is one of the reasons the Golden Atlanteans were able to maintain such a high frequency. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if that old proverb, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," actually originated with the Atlanteans. Well, as much as I love to laugh, I also love to play. I was one of those kids who practically lived on the playground, monkeying on the monkey bars, teetering on the teeter-totter, sliding down the slide, swinging as high as I could, trying to touch the sky. I loved games and played hide-and-seek until dark, Red Rover and dodgeball. I played jacks and marbles and jump rope and chased the boys until they finally began chasing me. Well, as I grew up, I stopped chasing the boys, on the playground at least, but I still managed to find opportunities to play. Like when I got involved with disco dancing, or playing on the softball team, or building dollhouses. I'm not nearly as active today, but having fun is still a top priority. At this very moment, I have a bottle of bubbles on my desk, a set of jacks in my drawer, and a box of 120 crayons, just in case I feel like taking a play break. Today, you're going to take your very own play break, a brief meditation I wrote to help you remember how to play. So grab your whoopee cushion, put on your clown nose if you have one, and close your eyes. Curtains, and a family of puppets. You run and run until you are standing in the front row, so close to the puppet stage you could touch it. So you do touch it. The puppets are singing a funny song. It's a song that you know too. And so you join the singing, singing with joy, and as loud as you can make it. You could sing and watch the puppets for hours, and you would, except you've just noticed there are a group of swings nearby. You love to swing. So you forget the puppets, and you run and run until you've grabbed hold of one of the swings, and you've whisked your body onto a wooden seat. With a chain in each hand, you push the air with your legs, and you pump and pump, and soon you are laughing as you go higher and higher and higher. You are so high now that you can see the top of the puppet theater. You are so high now that you can see the bottom of the duck pond. You are so high now that you can almost touch the sky. You could swing for hours, and you can. Whenever you're taking yourself way too seriously, come back to the park and recapture these feelings of wonder, of joy, of laughter. Playing is one of the best things you can do to love yourself. So love yourself. Don't worry about what others may think. You deserve to have fun. Be your own best friend. And remember to play like a child. Be silly. And be free. Lightlines is a 5-minute writing session I created to help uplift and honor yourself. It's about opening your heart and raising your vibrations by writing short positive reminders about how wonderful and blessed you are. As you write your lightlines today, I will play my crystal singing bowl to help open your heart chakra. In a moment, you will hear the crystal singing bowl indicating that the writing session has begun. Then after 5 minutes, you will hear the meditation chimes ending the session. Let us begin.
I hope you enjoyed today's light lunch. To receive show menu updates, please click the follow button on the Within Radio page at withinradio.com. You will also find this show available on my Right Lighter channel on YouTube. To learn about my vibration-raising classes and products, visit my Right Lighter virtual writing and wellness spa at rightlighter.com. Until my next light lunch on the 15th of the month, please remember to be kind to yourself. Love and listen to your body. Avoid negativity. Forgive everybody. And don't forget to count your blessings. Namaste.